Hello, FCB Radio main menu listeners. This is Luis Peña from Colombia, South America, and I'm going to present today a review of the ECCD Creator 4 package. This is a suite of programs that allow a user to transfer from a CD or from the computer data, audio, and video files to another CD or even to your hard drive. There are two versions of this program: the standard version, which is the version that I'm going to demonstrate today, and the deluxe version. The standard version is the version that most likely you will get when you buy your CD burner, particularly if you buy a Hewlett Packard CD rewritable unit, which is perhaps one of the most popular brands available today. The deluxe version is the version that you most likely get if you buy this program separately. The main difference between the standard edition and the deluxe edition is that the latter contains programs which are designed for advanced users of the CD burning technology. These programs include the Spin Doctor, which is a very useful program to transfer LPs into CDs. The Liquid Music, which is intended to download and play music from the internet. The Sound Editor, which is a program to edit sounds. The Photo Relay, which is intended to create photograph albums into CDs. The Session Selector, which is used to select sessions in a multi-session CD. And the Video Creator, which, as its name implies, is designed for the video creation process. The last five programs are virtually inaccessible to screen readers. Therefore, I will not review these programs. The fourth program, that is the Spin Doctor, is a program that most people will not get due to the fact that most people receive the ECCD Creator Standard Edition with their CD burners. The ECCD Creator Standard Package contains the following programs: ECCD Creator, CD Copier, and Adaptec Direct CD. I'm going to demonstrate each of these programs in turn. Before doing so, however, I want to touch briefly upon some issues that will make the installation of this program much easier. There are two ways of installing the ECCD Creator program. The first of these forms involves the traditional use of the autorun feature that is contained in the program CD. However, I have found this way of installing ECCD Creator rather complicated because of two reasons. First of all, you have to do some mouse navigation around the screen that appears immediately the autorun feature is turned on. And secondly, because as soon as the autorun feature starts running, the program plays a background music, which makes it rather difficult to hear your screen reader, especially if you have a single channel sound card. In the latter case, it is virtually impossible to listen to your screen reading program. Therefore, I recommend that you install this program using the manual installation procedure that I'm going to describe below. To do this, you have to go to the Windows Explorer and select the item which pertains to your CD-ROM unit. Once you do that, you press your context menu key or the Shift F10 key, and you open a context menu and you choose the first option, which is the Explore option. Once you choose this option, you can see the different folders and files that appear on your CD. Then you choose the first folder, which is the one entitled Disk 1. When you open this folder, you will find within it other folders. Each of them pertains to different ECCD programs. If you want to install the ECCD program, you have to select the ECCD folder. Once you select this folder, you will have to press Enter on it, and it will show you a list of files. From this list of files, you will select the setup.exe file, and once you do that, it will start running the installation program. you do the similar procedure for the other programs that appear within the Disk Wine folder. The installation proceeds in a fairly typical way. The only tricky part that I found on it was the insertion of the disk key, but if you copy this key in Braille or if you put a label on the CD, this shouldn't be any problem. Before going any further, an important clarification is in order. There are two types of CDs: CDRs, which stands for Compact Disc Recordable, and CDRW, which stands for Compact Disc Rewritable. The major difference between these two types of CDs lies on the fact that when you record data or audio into a recordable CD, you cannot erase that data. Once you put it in there, it will remain there permanently. Therefore, this type of CD is very useful when you want to record music, which presumably you will keep permanently, or when you want to record data that you want to preserve. The rewritable CD, on the contrary, allows you to record over and over again data or even music. But the problem with the recording of music is that most CD players don't play this type of CDs. Therefore, it is basically used to record data. I have found it very useful when I want to make backup copies of my important information, or when I want to transfer information from my desktop to my laptop computer. For purposes of this demonstration, I'm going to assume that we have already installed the program following the procedure outlined above, and then we are ready to start the program. Again, there are several ways of starting the program. The installation program places an icon on the desktop entitled ECCD. Unfortunately, when you open this icon, ECCD Creator presents you with a menu which is not accessible by your screen reader, at least by JAWS. You can read the items by moving up and down with your cursor keys, but when you want to click on one of them, either by using the mouse simulation left button click or by pressing the Enter key, the ECCD Creator program doesn't respond. Therefore, I advise you to delete this icon from your desktop and create your own desktop folder containing the different ECCD Creator program choices. The other way of accessing this program is by simply inserting a blank CD into the CDRW unit. Once you do this, ECCD Creator pops up a window which asks you what type of CD would you like to record. In the demonstration that follows, I will be using just 3.7 with Eloquence. Okay, let's see how this works. I'm going to insert a blank CD into the CD burner unit. Let's see what happens.
Dialog. Please select the type of disk you wish to create. CD copier button. Easy CD creator CD copier.
As you can hear, ECCD Creator displays a window which contains different options. I'm going to move through the different choices by pressing the Tab key.
Help button.
This is the Help button.
Cancel button. Please select the type of disk you wish to create.
This is the beginning of the window.
Direct CD button.
This is the Direct CD option, which is used to record data into rewritable CDs.
ECDC data button.
This is the ECCD Creator option to record data using the ECCD Creator program.
ECDC audio button.
This is for the same program, but now for making audio CDs.
CD copier button.
And this is the CD copier button, which allows you to make an identical copy of a CD. So if I press the space bar in any of these options, we will get into the program that we have selected. It is important to point out that you cannot activate any of these options by pressing the Enter key. You have to do it by pressing the space bar. The third method of accessing the ECCD Creator suite of programs is by going to the Start menu. After installing all the programs that come on the ECCD Creator CD, you will find two submenus within the Programs menu of the Start menu.
Left window, Start menu, Programs. T, accessories, programs. Adaptive Direct CD. Adaptive Easy CD Creator 4.
The first of these submenus, it's called Adaptive Direct CD, and it contains a set of programs and tools that you will use when recording data on the CDRW. The second submenu is called Adaptive Easy CD Creator 4, and it contains the rest of the programs that come in the suite. Let's see what is in the Adaptive Easy CD Creator 4 submenu.
Features. Readme. Uninstall. What's new?
The option that is of most relevance for the purpose of this review is called Features. Let's see what we find if we arrow into this option.
Features. CD Copier. CD Spin Doctor. Easy CD Creator. Dual Case Creator. Liquid Music Player. Photo Relay. Session Selector. Sound Editor. Video CD Creator. Web Checkup.
As you can see, I have lots of programs here because I'm using the Deluxe Edition. Now we're going to start reviewing the Easy CD Creator program. To do this, within the Features submenu, we press the letter E. Let's see how it works.
Dialog, version 4.02285, SID question mark, copyright 1995-2000, Adaptive Corporation, version 4.02285, SID question mark, untitled Easy CD Creator, preview, see closed.
As soon as Easy CD Creator opens up, it presents us with a window which looks very much like a Windows Explorer window. However, the very first time we use this program, we should accomplish a very small but important task, which consists of hiding the CD guide. This is a sort of help window that pops up on top of the regular window, and it interferes with Stitch. The way we do this is by going to the help menu.
Menu active, help, contents and index.
And going down.
Easy CD Creator Basic, show slash hide CD guide.
Twice. And we press enter on the show hide CD guide. Mine is already hidden, so I'm going to hit escape to get out of this menu.
Menu bar, help, file menu, leaving menu bar, see closed.
The first step that we will take in creating a CD has to do with determining what type of CD we are going to create. In other words, are we going to record an audio CD or are we going to record a data CD? And this is very important because we will have to create a layout. A layout is a type of template which contains the tracks or the files or folders that we want to copy into the blank CD. Once we have determined the type of CD, we go to the file menu.
Menu active, file, new CD layout.
And we press enter on the very first choice, new CD layout.
Data CD.
And the first choice is data CD. Let's start by creating first an audio CD.
Audio CD, leaving menus, see closed.
Okay, so I press enter on it, and I'm back on the main window. So what I'm going to do is to go down with my down arrow to my CD unit. An important point should be made here, and it involves the fact that we have two CD units. The first unit is usually the unit that contains the source from where we're going to copy. And the second unit is the actual CD burner.
D closed.
I have three partitions on my hard drive.
E closed, F closed, dialog, F is not accessible, the device is not ready, retry button.
This is an important message because I don't have a CD inserted in my source unit, and therefore I got the message that you just heard. Let's put a CD on it and see what happens.
Self set.
As soon as I come down with my down arrow to the CD-ROM source unit, JAWS will read the title of my CD and the letter of the drive.
Cell set.
The current CD that I have here is entitled Cells, and my CD-ROM letter is F. By the way, Easy CD Creator allows you to gather your CD information through the CD DB Information Center. You can do this by simply going to the track menu by pressing Alt and then going up once and pressing Enter there. I'm going to move to the next pane of this window by pressing the Tab key.
CD title edit Cells.
It will read the CD title.
Artist name edit, Emya.
I press Tab one more time and it will move to the part of the window where it shows the artist name.
List 1, list view, the cells 01256, 1 of 15.
And on this pen is showing me the name of each track.
The cells 01256, 1 of 15.
It's telling me the title of the track, which is the cells, the number of the track on the CD, which is track 1, and the duration of the track, which is 2 minutes and 56 seconds. If I keep moving down with my down arrow, I will be able to read the titles of the other tracks on the CD.
Aldebaran, I Want Tomorrow, March of the Cells, There and Who At, The Sun and the Stream.
Now, let's suppose that I want to create a CD, but only with certain tracks of the original CD. I can select these tracks in the same way you select files and folders on the Windows Explorer. Let's then suppose that I want to select track number 4, and then I want to select track number 6 in that order. So I'm going to find track number 4 here,
March of the Cells,
which is called March of the Cells, and I select it. And then I'm going to come down with my down arrow, but I'm not going to select track 5. I'm going to leave that unselected. So I press Control down arrow.
There and who at 05143 5 of 15.
And then I press Control down arrow again.
The Sun in the Stream 06256 6 of 15.
The Sun in the Streams is the title of this track. I press the space bar on it to select it.
The Sun in the Stream.
Now I check what tracks I have selected. I'm using just here, so I pressed Shift, Insert down arrow.
Selected text is March of the Cells, The Sun in the Stream.
Great, my two tracks have been selected. Now, I have to add these two tracks to my layout. Remember that the layout is the template that I have to create so EasyCD Creator can figure out what tracks I want to record in the new CD and the order in which those tracks are placed. At first, this procedure might sound a little bit complicated, but it's really easy because this program is very speech friendly, believe me. The way I add these two tracks to my new CD layout is by going to the Edit menu.
Menu Active, Edit, Cut, Grade, Control. Plus X.
And I have to find the option to add tracks.
Copy, Control, Paste, Grid, Add Selected.
The option is Add Selected. The shortcut for this option, by the way, is Alt-E and then you press the letter S.
Leaving menus, March of the Cells, The Sun and the Stream.
EasyCD now has added these two tracks to my layout. Okay, now I want to find out if indeed I have selected my two tracks and if they have been placed on the CD layout. The way I do this is by pressing the Tab key. An important caveat should be mentioned here. When I press the Tab key, you will notice that just will read
CD title edit cells,
the title of the CD again. And you might believe that you're going backwards, but this is not the case. What happens is that EasyCD Creator is showing you a new window where it places the title of the CD that you are copying. EasyCD assumes that you are going to create a CD with the same title that your original CD. But you can edit this title if you want. I'm going to leave it like that.
Artist name edit, Anya.
The same story happens for the artist name.
List 1, list view, selected March of the Cells 316:27 Cells 2:02:00 0:00 0:00 1 of 2.
Okay, so here is my list of selected tracks. And indeed, I have selected the two tracks that I wanted.
Selected March of the Cells 316:27 Cells 2:02:00 0:00 0:00 0:00 1 of 2. The Sun and the Stream.
EasyCD Creator has a very nice feature which allows you to figure out how much time you have left for additional tracks in a CD. EasyCD Creator displays this information on the status bar, which appears at the bottom of the main window. Just allows me to read this information by pressing the Insert Page Down command to read the bottom line of the window.
2 audio track as estimated time available for additional audio tracks 6744 MS Audio CD Sony CRX140E Tau.
What EasyCD is telling me is that I have selected 2 audio tracks and that I have left 67 minutes for additional tracks. Very nice feature because I can tell exactly how much time I have left for adding more tracks on my CD layout. On an audio CD, you can only fit up to 74 minutes of music. And in a data CD, you can only fit up to 650 megabytes of data. Unless you use one of these high capacity CDs, which I believe you can fit 80 minutes of music or 700 megabytes of data. By the way, EasyCD Creator doesn't allow you to record on these new high capacity CDs. I have added a couple of more tracks to my CD audio layout. The reason I did that is because I want to show you another nice feature present in the EasyCD Creator program, and this is the ability of rearranging the order of the tracks that you will record on your CD. So here I have four tracks.
The Sun and the Stream, The Go Beyond Eye, March of the Celts, Fairy Tale.
Okay, so I have four tracks here, and what I want to do is to change the order of the tracks. The procedure that I follow to accomplish this task is by simply selecting the track that I want to move. Let's say I want to move the fourth track on my CD layout.
Selected Fairy Tale 303:43 Celts 2 o'clock 7:43:57 0 o'clock 0 o'clock 0 o'clock 4:04.
And I want to put it as my first track on my CD. So I press Ctrl X to cut the track.
Cut text Fairy Tale.
And I go to the top of the list.
Top of file. The Sun and the Stream 250. Paste the text from clipboard. The Fairy Tale.
So here it goes. Now let's see the order of my CD layout.
Selected Fairy Tale 303:43 Celts 2 o'clock 0. The Sun and the Stream, To Go Beyond Eye, March of the Celts.
So Fairy Tale is now my first track. But let's suppose now that I don't want that track to be recorded on my CD. I just wanted to delete it. So the way I accomplish this is by simply selecting the track,
Fairy Tale,
and then pressing the delete key.
Easy CD Creator dialog. Are you sure you want to remove the selected items from your CD layout? Yes button.
And I press enter on it because I do want to delete it from my CD layout. It is important to point out that I'm deleting the track from the CD layout, not from the original CD from where I'm recording my new copy. Before creating the new CD, let me mention a couple of features that can be of value to you. The first of these features involves the ability to play any of the tracks that you have on your CD layout. The way you do this is by simply selecting the track and clicking on it by using your mouse simulation left key mouse button, or if you have a braille display, by moving one of the rotating cursor touch buttons to the corresponding track. Alternatively, you can do this by going to the track menu, by pressing Alt T, and then going down to the play option and pressing enter on it. There is another interesting option under the track menu. This is the CD extraction option. By activating this control, you're able to extract a track or a group of tracks to your hard drive. This is particularly useful if you want to copy several CDs. So you can extract, let's say, track 1 from CD 1, track 4 from CD 2, track 7, 8, and 9 from CD 3, and so on and so forth. EasyCD Creator presents you with a dialog box which is very similar to the standard Windows save dialog boxes. Here, you can save your CD track in a variety of formats, including MP3, which is a very nice feature of this extraction facility. One advantage of the EasyCD Creator extracting facility over other CD rippers is that the extraction process is much quicker. By the way, EasyCD Creator has the facility of copying MP3 tracks into a new CD, and it will automatically convert them into WAV files. If you want to preserve the original format of the MP3 file, you then have to select a data layout and copy these files as regular data files. But keep in mind that you won't be able to play these MP3 files into a regular CD player. You will have to use your computer for this task. Okay, so now I'm ready to create my CD. The process that I follow to accomplish this step is very easy. I go to the file menu.
Menu active, file, new CD layout.
And I have to select the create CD option.
Open CD layout, save control, save as properties, CD layout property, create CD dot dot dot.
Okay, and I press enter on it.
Leaving menus, CD creation setup dialog, OK button.
If I press enter here, the recording process would start. But before doing so, I want to show you several options that we have in this control box.
Cancel button.
I'm pressing the tab key.
Help button, advanced button.
Let's go to the advanced button because there are interesting options here.
Target devices combo box, G Sony CRX140E.
Okay, so here is telling me where I'm going to record the layout that I just have built, and obviously my CDRW is the G drive, so it is fine.
Write speed combo box 8x1200kb/sec.
This control is designed to select the speed of the recording. Mine is at 8x because my CD burner supports this speed, but actually I can slow it down if I wish. So if I move up with the up arrow,
4x600kb/sec, 2x300, 1x150kb/sec.
Okay, I'm gonna leave it on 8x. The 8x speed means that a 74 minute music CD can be recorded 8 times faster than its actual play time. So practically it means that it will take about 9 minutes to be recorded. I'm going to move to the next control by pressing the tab key.
Number of copies edit spin box 1.
This dialog box allows me to select the number of copies that I want to make. The default is 1, but if I need to make more than one copy of the same CD, I can type that number here. An ECCD will create the number of copies that I have selected. I'm going to move to the next control by pressing the tab key.
Create options, create CD radio button checked, 3 of 3.
This is a radio button control with 3 choices. The first choice is
create options, create CD radio button checked, 3 of 3.
If I select this option, ECCD will simply create a new CD. The second choice is
create options, test and create CD radio button checked, 2 of 3.
By selecting this option, ECCD will first run a test in order to determine if it can indeed record the new CD. And this can be very useful because you will not damage the blank CD in case your CD burner is unable to copy the original CD. The disadvantage of selecting this option is that the recording time will double because it will have to test it first and then to record the new CD. I have found though that there are so few CDs that you cannot actually record that this option is time consuming because it will take twice as much time to record a CD because it has to test it first and then record it.
Create options, test only radio button checked, 1 of 3.
And this is at the test only. ECCD only will run a test, but whether the test is successful or not, your CD will not be recorded. I'm gonna leave it on the original choice.
Create options, create CD radio button checked,
which is the option that ECCD has as the default. And I'm gonna press tab. Here you will find a 3 radio button control.
Write method, leave session, open radio button checked, 4 of 6. Write method, close session and leave CD, open radio button checked, 5 of 6. Write method, close CD radio button checked, 6 of 6.
Depending on the option that you choose, ECCD will leave the session open or will close the session. Unless you're an advanced user, I would strongly advise you to choose either
write method close session and leave CD open radio button checked 5 of 6
or
write method close CD radio button checked 6 of 6
if you want to play your CD on a regular CD player. By the way, just here reads 1 of 6, but there are actually only 3 radio button controls here. Okay, let's move to the following option.
Set as default button.
After you have selected the above options, you can save your configuration by pressing enter here or the space bar. That means that you will leave the previously selected options as your default. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to keep pressing tab.
Okay button.
So if I press the OK button here, ECCD will start recording the new CD. It is important to point out that when your CD burner is in the recording phase, you shouldn't try to use the computer for other tasks. If you do so, it is very likely that you damage the CD, because your computer needs a lot of resources for the burning process. An exception to this rule is if you have a Plextor CD burner. The new Plextor CD burners allow you to do that without any problem because of a new technology that they use. When the recording process is completed, your computer will chime and EasyCD Creator will display a dialog box in which it will tell you whether your recording process was successful or not. JAWS doesn't read this automatically. You have to press Insert B to read the dialog box. In order to be able to get out of this dialog box, you have to press Enter on the OK button, and then you can close your EasyCD Creator program. When you're going to close it, EasyCD will ask you if you want to save your layout. I usually say no, unless I want to record another record with an identical layout. In this case, it is very useful because I simply have to call the old layout that I have previously saved and go to the file menu and tell ECCD to create a new copy of the record. Okay, this is pretty much the procedure that you follow to record an audio CD. If you want to record a data CD, you will follow a similar procedure using the ECCD Creator with two caveats in mind. First of all, instead of selecting an audio CD layout in the new submenu of the file menu, you have to select a data CD layout. Second, you're not going to select tracks from a CD, but instead you're going to select folders and files from your hard drive, or even perhaps from another CD, but this CD has to contain data on it. Okay, now I'm going to show you another program of the ECCD Creator suite. This is the CD Copier. This program is very useful if you simply want to make an identical copy of the original CD. The way in which you use this program is very easy. Let's take a look at it.
CD Copier, copy from combo box, FNECDV 5700.
Okay, we're in the CD Copier program. And JAWS is telling me that I'm going to copy from
FNECDV 5700,
which is my CD-ROM unit, located on the F drive. I'm going to press Tab.
Record to audio CD combo box, G-Sony CRX140E.
In this dialog box, CD Copier is telling me where I'm going to copy my original CD. In this case, it will be copied into the G unit, which is my CD burner, and this is a Sony CRX140E. I'm going to tap again.
Copy button.
Okay, so here's the copy button. If I press the space bar on it, it will start copying the CD. And that's all I have to do. However, let me tap because I want to show you some other options here.
Advanced tab.
This advanced tab contains options which are very similar to the advanced tab of the create dialog box of the ECCD Creator program that I described before. Let's briefly take a look at these options.
CD recorder speed combo box 8x. Disk copy copy source CD to the hard drive first checkbox not checked.
This option is useful if you want to create several copies of the same CD. Thus, you can download your CD first to the hard drive, and then from the hard drive copy the other CDs.
Copy radio button checked, 3 of 3.
Here we have the same radio control button with the copy option.
Test and copy radio button checked, 2 of 3.
The test and copy.
Test radio button checked, 1 of 3.
And the test only option.
Disk at once checkbox checked.
This option is similar to the one we found in the create option.
Save as default button.
Similar again.
Copy button.
And here we are back to the copy button. So we can press space bar on it and wait for our CD to be copied. So this is the CD copier program. Very handy. Very useful to copy identical copies of an original CD. One of the nicest things about having a CD burner is the ability to make backups of your most important files in a very easy way. Therefore, when you buy a CD burner, make sure that it is a CDRW. That means that it will have the capability of handling both CDRs and CDRWs. that is, recordable CDs as well as rewritable CDs. I would strongly advise you to make your backups on a CDRW. The reason I advise you to do so is because when you use this type of CD, you can record over and over again a CD, and you don't have to use a new CD every time you want to make a new backup. In order to make a backup of your important data using the CD rewritable is by activating the DirectCD program. Perhaps you remember that the EasyCD Creator installation program places a couple of icons on your start menu under programs. One is Adaptec DirectCD and the second one is Adaptec EasyCD Creator. Let's take a look at what is under this Adaptec DirectCD menu.
CDRW Eraser, DirectCD Help, DirectCD Wizard, Reference Guide, Scan Disk, Uninstall DirectCD.
As you can see, DirectCD has several options within this menu.
CDRW Eraser.
The CDRW Eraser, which is, as its name implies, very useful to erase the content of a rewritable CD. Please bear in mind that you cannot use this option on a recordable CD, because once you write on it, you cannot erase what you have written.
DirectCD Help.
This is very clear.
DirectCD Wizard.
This is the most important item on this program, and we will come back to it shortly.
Reference Guide.
This is self-explanatory.
Scan Disk.
This is useful if your CDRW presents some problems. You can do an scan disk using this utility, and in some instances, it will fix your CDRW errors.
Uninstall DirectCD.
This is also self-explanatory. Let's go back now to the DirectCD Wizard, which is the most important option in this menu.
DirectCD Wizard.
And I'm going to hit enter on it.
Adaptec DirectCD Wizard 3.01DD5 Dialog. Welcome to the Adaptec DirectCD Wizard. DirectCD allows you to read and write directly to your CD recordable / CD rewritable disk. This wizard will configure your disk by checking the status of a CD in your drive, preparing the CDR / CDRW disk so you can read and write it, managing the final data when ejecting the DirectCD disk. Once the CDR / CDRW disk is configured for DirectCD, you will be able to read from and write to the disk in much the same way you would a floppy diskette. This includes access from Windows Explorer or any other Windows application such as Microsoft Word.
Although this program is primarily designed to be used in conjunction with your CDRWs, you can also use it with a CDR. But keep in mind that once you record into a CDR, you cannot erase the data. However, if you copy a file and then you want to replace it by a file which has the same name on it but which has been created more recently, it will not erase the content from the CD, but in any case it will replace the file and you won't see the old content. So if you have a 100 megabyte file and you want to replace it for a newer file, you will end up losing the amount of space that the previous file was occupying in your CDR. This doesn't happen, of course, with a CDRW because you can write over and over again on it. So here, on this wizard, I'm going to press Next, which is the default.
Default button is Next. Adaptec DirectCD Wizard 3.01DD5 Dialog. Blank CDR disk. This disk can be formatted to DirectCD for read and write access. Next button.
So as you can see, the first task that Adaptec DirectCD has to accomplish is formatting the CD. Typically, your CDRWs are unformatted. However, more recent CDRWs come formatted from the factory. Therefore, you won't have to go through this procedure. You can simply insert your CDRW into your CDRW unit and start copying files using your Windows Explorer or any other way of copying files into a CD as if it were a hard drive. I'm going to press Enter here on the default button, which is
default button is Next. Adaptec DirectCD Wizard Drive G3.01DD5 Dialog. Format Disk. DirectCD Wizard is ready to format the blank CDR disk in Drive G. After formatting, you will be able to read and write the CD through the drive letter associated with it. For example, using Windows Explorer. Next button.
Okay, so if I press Enter here, DirectCD will start formatting my CDRW. It usually takes about 50 to 90 minutes to format a new CDRW. Believe me, it's a long time, so if you can buy an already formatted CDRW, it is much better. I'm not going to format my CDRW because it's already formatted. After you finish this procedure of formatting your CDRW, you're all set. What you have to do next is to simply copy files into your CDRW as if it were another hard drive on your system. In newer CD-ROM units, you are able to read this type of CDs. If your system uses Windows 95, you have to download a UDF reader patch from the Adaptive DirectCD page, which is very small. And by installing this patch, your regular CD-ROM unit is able to read this type of CD. This is useful if you are taking your CDRW to a computer which doesn't have a CDRW unit on it. Okay, this is pretty much what I wanted to show about the ECCD Creator package. If you have any questions regarding this program, you can go to www.adaptec.com. and you will find information about the ECCD Creator there. If you want to send me an email regarding this program, you may do so to lpena@norma.net. I would really appreciate receiving your comments. I would like to know how you like this program, and if eventually you were interested in having a full tutorial on the ECCD Creator package. Thanks for listening.